Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 907 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week, and we have an amazing question today coming in from Jackie. But before we get to that, I want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks, an awesome company serving millions of small businesses, including my own, with helping us manage our business finances from easily managing our income and our expenses. You can actually automatically track your expenses through the system and connecting to your credit card account. But what's really cool is the invoicing features. So if you do any invoicing of any kind, maybe you are a coach or you do consultations or you're a freelancer, you know, billing people and getting paid is really important. And this is a great way to go about it because you can create an invoice to somebody you're charging in less than 30 seconds. You can keep track of not only who owes you, but also who has even yet to open those invoices, which is key because then you can follow up with them and you can get paid sooner. And it's just so easy to use. So if you want to check it out for free, all you have to do is go to freshbooks.com/askpat and you'll get a 30-day free trial. Check it out, freshbooks.com/askpat. And just make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Thanks. All right, now here's today's question from Jackie.
Hey, Pat, this is Jackie Bolin from ESLSpeaking.org. Today, my question is related to how I talk about what I do with friends and family. I have some Amazon affiliate websites where I do reviews of products. And of course, as you and your audience know, it's not a sketchy way to make money. I'm giving people real information about whether to buy product A or product B or product C. But when I tell my friends and family that I do affiliate marketing and that I make commission when people click my links and buy things from Amazon, I get kind of some negative reactions from people. So I'm just wondering how to explain it, or should I not worry about it, or how would you deal with that? I'm sure you've been through this before yourself. Thank you for all you do, Pat. Take care.
Hey, Jackie, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate your honesty here, and I appreciate you sharing that you're getting some small wins, or maybe they're big wins, with the affiliate marketing tactics that you're using. But I'm sorry to hear that you're having people, especially friends and family, which I know it can be hard to hear negative reactions from them, especially because, you know, you care for them and you love them, and to see them kind of cringe a little bit or however they're reacting or say certain things, it doesn't feel very good, right? So the number one thing I would say is, yes, with your friends and family, sometimes you can't just walk away from them or never see them again, which is what I would recommend for like a troll who you don't know online. Like, don't even pay attention to them. You obviously want to be respectful to your family and such, but if this is something that you know for certain people just isn't going to rub them the right way, and you know it's not you, I mean, you should know it's not you, and it feels like, based on the way that you asked this question, you know that that's not the case. You know it's something that's a reflection, that negativity that's coming, it's a reflection on something that they're going through. And it may just simply be jealousy or an instance of that, or it could be a sense of, well, I'm just not feeling like, you know, how could Jackie be doing this and I can't? Like, let me just put her down a little bit to make myself feel better. You know, those kinds of things often are the root of a lot of that negativity. But it is like placed on you, especially when you're open and vulnerable like that and sharing this information. So for friends and family who you know just don't resonate with this, I just wouldn't even discuss it with them. Like, don't even worry about it. They're not going to necessarily change their ways. Although if you are seeing somebody who just doesn't quite understand how it works, you know, oftentimes I get that kind of reaction from people. I'm like, no, you don't understand. Like, how often do you just recommend things to your friends all the time, right? And what better recommendation than one that comes from a trusted friend, right? So if I can be the person who honestly tells people how a product works and to show people the ins and outs of it so they can make an informed, educated decision and at no extra cost to them, like literally, I'm not charging them anything more. Amazon is the company that's paying me for educating these customers who would not be customers if it wasn't for me. Well, then it's a win for everybody. It's a win for Amazon because they're getting new customers. It's a win for the customer because they're getting a product that they know will help them, and they're getting and then it's a win for me too as a byproduct of helping people. I mean, that's kind of how I would explain it. If people can't understand that, well, that's their own problem, and it's just too bad that they don't understand the opportunities that are out there and available to them as well. And you know, you don't want to waste time with negativity. But on the other side of that, you definitely want to surround yourself with people who understand and who know the language that you're speaking and who can be there to hold you accountable, but also help you and encourage you along the way, which is why I hope you're a part of the SPI community on smartpassiveincome.com/community. It's a Facebook group with over 31,000 people who are all speaking the same language, right? Like, we're all together in this. And a lot of people join that group and really much feel like a lot of the people in there are almost like friends and family because, well, they are friends, but almost like family. Because they're people who know about this world and who can understand, and oftentimes the people who are closest to us don't even realize how this all works until, you know, sometimes when success starts coming in or just maybe it never happens. But again, point being, surround yourself with amazing people who understand what you're doing, who share the same values, who can speak the same language, and smartpassiveincome.com/community. If you go there, just click to join, and somebody on my team or an admin or myself will approve you, and we'll see you in there and love to get to know you. So that's for you, Jackie. That's for everybody else out there. Yeah, keep on going, though. You're rocking it. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, Jackie. And I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Cheers. Thanks so much. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye for now. Oh, wait, before I go, here's a quote, as I always give at the end of these episodes. And this quote is from John Elliott Jr. Big ideas are so hard to recognize, so fragile, so easy to kill. Don't forget that, all of you who don't have them. Cool, guys. Take care. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.